Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I smoothed down my navy blue dress and examined myself in the mirror. A dress stopped mid-thigh with a little swish that looked flirtatious. I smiled at my reflection before grabbing my purse. I had a date with a guy named Adam.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We met on an online dating app, and our conversation had been interesting enough that we agreed to meet at a restaurant. The restaurant wasn't too fancy, but it was nice. I was genuinely interested in seeing him. This date might turn out to be great, and maybe things would proceed between us. I hailed a cab, and I gave him the address. I got to my destination, and I paid the driver. I took a steadying breath, and I opened the door. My eyes roved over the people in the restaurant, searching for him. There, I saw him sitting comfortably at a table. I slid over to the chair opposite him. "Haley?" Adam said, his throat bobbing. "You look nice." I smiled and told him he was looking great too. He was wearing a dark green t-shirt and his hair was a bit messy. I loved raw men, so I was pleased with my choice of date. He shook his head as if clearing his thoughts and tried to reach for the menu on the table. Tried because as his hands neared the menu, they managed to knock over the small container of salt and pepper. He immediately pulled back his hands, fast enough that he somehow smacked himself on the chest. I raised my brows as he apologized and said something about being clumsy. I shrugged it off and took the menu before placing my order. Mine was a steaming plate of spaghetti and meatballs, while his was some roasted chicken meal. He reached for the fork, but his hand missed it. It clattered noisily to the floor, and he grimaced as he bent to pick it up. As he straightened, his head banged the table and he hissed in pain. I didn't know whether to laugh or pull at my hair strands. How could someone be so clumsy and awkward? We hadn't even started talking. The rest of the meal went a bit smoothly, and we asked each other a couple of questions. He said he was a freelancer and worked from home most of the time. The dating site was an opportunity for him to meet someone since he was never out to make friends. He was sipping his coffee as he talked, and when he moved to drop it on the table, the cup tipped over sideways, pouring coffee all over the table. Adam took a deep, steadying breath and murmured that he was going to the restroom. When he was gone, I sighed and rubbed my temple. This was a disaster. I had no interest in staying anymore. As soon as I finished my meal, I was getting out. I beckoned on a passing waiter and he came to clean the mess Adam left behind. He came back and plopped down on the seat with a miserable look in his eyes, and I felt pity for him. He must be beating himself up. I decided to wait a little more then. I was telling him about myself, what I did, and my interests, when the janitor walked into the restaurant and gave everyone a mean stare. Adam seemed to shrink in on himself, and I looked at him confused. Who the heck took a dump that large on the floor? I will kill them, the janitor yelled for everyone to hear. Just then, a horrible stench drifted across the restaurant. People covered their noses and tried to escape the offending smell. I was covering my nose, reaching for my purse so I could exit the restaurant. "Who did it?" the janitor yelled again. "She did!" For a moment, I didn't know what was going on. Then I turned to see Adam pointing at me, his eyes on the janitor. My mouth opened in shock and I sat there frozen. Apparently, my reaction did nothing to help me. Everyone in the restaurant turned to look at me and I saw the disgust in their eyes. They started to murmur and my cheeks heated with humiliation. My hand was holding the fork tightly and a part of me wanted to stab Adam with it. I opened my mouth to yell that it wasn't me. I wanted to defend myself. I hadn't even left the table. "No, it's not true." My eyes were burning and it took effort to choke out those words. The janitor lost his cool and marched over to me. "I've had enough of people acting like animals," he sneered. "I have no problem cleaning up the mess, but at least do it right. Young lady, come with me now and clean up your mess." All my claims that I hadn't left the table at all were not believed. I looked at Adam and the hate on my face made him look away. I told the janitor that Adam was the one who went to the restroom. The janitor lost his patience with me and dragged me from the booth. I resisted, digging in my heels. He dragged me across the restaurant toward the toilets and I had never felt so humiliated in my entire life. People I passed called me names and I couldn't even defend myself. The janitor stopped in front of a reeking toilet and ordered me to clean it up. There was poop on the floor and on the toilet seat. I blanked my mind and numbly did as I was asked. I refused to think about it because thinking about it would make it seem real. I refused to think of all the injustice. I washed my hands and I went back to the restaurant to grab my purse. "Filthy pig," someone said as I walked past. I refused to acknowledge him. Adam was gone. I didn't expect him to still be there anyway. I shook my head and I took my purse before quietly leaving the restaurant. I hailed a cab to my house and just stared out the window, not really seeing anything. I held it together as I got down in front of my apartment. I didn't think about it as I opened my door. I lied down on my bed and I allowed myself to feel everything that happened. The tears came in torrents and I hugged my knees tightly to my chest. It was the fact that I had been helpless, unable to defend myself that made me cry even more. My sniffs lulled me to a gentle sleep as if to make up for what I had gone through. But I knew that that was the end of dating sites for me.
Did you enjoy the first story? If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the channel. Oh, if you want your broccoli to be served fresh, then don't forget to hit the bell icon. Keep munching.
I work as a security guard at the mall. They have me doing the night shifts, but that's okay with me. I'm not a morning person at all, and I gladly accepted the job. Ever since I was a kid, I would always stay up late, playing video games, reading, or drawing. I consider myself a bit of an introvert, so I didn't have many friends growing up. I attended high school, and that's about where my education stopped. I didn't want to go to college, so my parents forced me to get a job. One thing led to another, and here I was, walking around in an empty mall all night long. But I liked it.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
One night, as I was walking around the food court, I heard a noise coming from the direction of the emergency exit. "Who's there?" I asked. No response, so I kept walking. But after a few steps, the sound of metal scratching on the door caught my attention. That's when I put my hand on my trusty pepper spray and headed towards the door. I stood there for about 20 seconds, listening, and then I quickly opened it. To my surprise, it was a homeless guy. He was outside the door, and he was banging a metal cup on the door. I told him to go away, but before he did, he threw a banana peel at my face. Yeah, the glamorous job of a mall guard. The next night, another thing happened. I was in my office, looking at the security cameras, when I heard an explosion. I almost fell out of my chair. On one camera, I saw that a car was burning in the parking lot. I went outside and immediately called the fire department. Then, a few nights passed peacefully. One night, as usual, I was in my office sipping on a cup of coffee to try and stay awake for the next 5 hours. I hadn't slept well that day. I made my booster, that's what I call my coffee, really strong, and sip after sip, my stomach was grumbling. About halfway through the cup, I had a strong urge to go to the loo. It was a call to nature that could not be ignored. I quickly got up and started walking faster and faster until I found myself in one of the stalls. As I was sitting there, something echoed throughout the large corridors. It was the sound of something falling. "Oh, come on, not now," I said while trying to take a dump. It couldn't come at a worse moment. With great trouble, I got up from the toilet seat and went to investigate. The noise came from an electronics store. I slowly entered it, trying to be as quiet as possible. "Hello? Is anyone there?" I asked, but as soon as I finished my question, a giant rat fell on me. As I was lying on the floor, trying to get that monstrosity off of me, I heard laughter and footsteps. "Who's there? Stop! I have pepper spray," I said. But I don't think the person was intimidated. I could still hear the footsteps, and I started to follow them. They sounded really close to me, but as soon as I reached a corner, I couldn't see anyone. Whoever it was, he was fast and knew how to hide. "Come out here! You're trespassing, and I'll call the police," I said, in hope of scaring the culprit, but it obviously didn't work.
"You can't catch me!"
The voice came from the opposite side of where I was, just around the corner. I started running, and as soon as I went past the last door on the corner, I found myself slipping, falling on the floor, and hitting the back of my head on the tiles. I got kind of dizzy, and just stayed there for a couple of minutes. I got up and saw that nacho cheese was spread on the tiles.
"You think you're funny?"
I yelled, getting more and more angry. I couldn't believe that this was happening to me. I got up, saw that I was covered in nacho cheese, but I didn't care. I wanted to catch the person who made me look like a fool. I started following the voice once more. I heard the laugh in another section of the mall. I tried to be as stealthy as I could, so as to not startle the culprit. As I moved towards him, my stomach started grumbling again. I rushed to the nearest washroom, only to find it locked. "The janitor must have locked it," I murmured. As I moved towards the second floor washroom, I could still hear the laughter of the trespasser. I was determined to beat the hell out of that shit, but first, something else needed to be taken care of. To my surprise, the second floor washroom was locked as well. The laughter of the person grew louder.
"You will pay for the game that you're playing," I shouted.
I was in a very tight spot. Suddenly, someone pushed me to the floor and ran away. The fall caused me to lose control and I pooped my pants. I cannot even express how embarrassed I felt. Laying there, I tried to look for the person who had pushed me, but could not see anyone. My shift was about to end. Soon it would be opening time and people would walk in. I did not want anyone to see me like that. All of this happened a little over 2 months ago, but the person hasn't returned since then. I thoroughly checked the security footage, but could only see a dark figure in a hoodie. When will he be back? What will happen next time?
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Was he dangerous? Since that day, he made me fear the night which I once loved and the solitude that managed to feed my soul.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.